the Louisville win when they carried home. Do you think that was the peak of the Doug Marrone era?
I mean, there's a lot of big games. I think some of the West Virginia games. I think back to that last Pinstripe Bowl. I mean, I think we won out on top. I mean, no one thought we had a chance against West Virginia that year, and then we came out and beat them. So there was a lot of good memories from the Syracuse days.
Obviously, it wasn't a national championship you guys left with, but are you happy with where you guys brought the program?
I think from where the program was at and where we left it, I think we definitely put it a step in the right direction. Obviously, we would have loved to have played in that primetime bowl game. We were co-champs of the Big East, but didn't get to play in it. But, we definitely left it in better place than where we definitely found it.
Yeah, the first year wasn't so great with Marrone, but where do you think that shift in confidence was in between?
I think it's when he brought in our recruiting class with Ryan and really put the faith in us and showed us the way things were supposed to be done. He changed the whole mentality. That's what you have to do, and I think that's something that helped us tremendously down the road.
Justin, with the retirement now of Chris,
yes.
How much does now the offensive line maybe have to take a step up and continue in that tradition? I mean, the two Super Bowl champions all had that same unit, and they were all close and all together. Now, how much is they're all gone, and how much does this unit have to maybe step up?
We definitely have to step up. I think just from the way we played last year, there's obvious we have to step up and play well, protect the quarterback. Obviously, there's that tradition that's been here with those guys and them not being here. Mm-hmm. I think me, Beattie, Brewer, Mosley having the chance to be there with those guys and learn from them, we have to carry on that tradition, and that's something that we've been doing in the offensive line room. But at the same time, those guys were totally five different people.
Uh-huh.
So we have to find our identity and how we're going to be able to go out there and attack the defense and execute and win, because at the end of the day, it's about getting that W. I mean, we're not going to be the same offensive line. We're going to be different.
Okay. So but the idea that you have to – fully well you got to protect Eli more than you did last year.
Of course. I mean, that's first and foremost, keeping him upright and letting Tim make – step up in a clean pocket and make throws. You know what he can do when you give him time.
Justin, I'm asking a lot of the guys how they utilize social media.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your social game and how you interact with
social
fans.
Social game. You got to love the interaction with the fans and social media. Presents a platform to interact like never before. So it's a great way for me to get involved, ask questions, see what they're feeling. I know switching my jersey this year, I'm going to be doing a giveaway. I'm going to be giving away some 67 jerseys to people that maybe have bought my jersey last year. So it's great. I mean, it's a positive thing, but at the same time, you have to make sure you protect what you say, because what you say not only represents yourself, represents the organization, represents your family. So obviously there's some pitfalls to social media, and the Giants make sure we are aware of those.
And who are some of your favorite players to follow on the team?
You got to follow Weatherford. He's always got something going on. Sometimes he's got a lot of tweets out there, so it's fun. Who else is a good follow? On the team, you're asking me?
Yeah.
My man Eric Herman, I got to give a shout-out to him, get his followers up. Prince is a good follow. I'm trying to think who else always has some good stuff. I don't know. Who would you say?
Yeah, I would say Weatherford, Cruz.
Cruz, definitely. You got to follow all the guys. I mean, I try to follow all the offensive linemen, and because we don't get as much love, so you try to get your offensive linemen some pub too.
Okay. You going from a 70 number to a 60 number, is that foreshadowing that you may be moving inside a little bit too, or are you?
I've been 67 since I was in Pee Wee football.
Oh yeah,
so it's always been my number, so it feels right
so
to have
it
back on me
now.
I was playing left tackle with 67,
oh,
I'm trying to keep that going.